Hello and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shea Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Dennis Prout is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with a financial professional.
WTCM, welcome aboard to New Retirement Radio with Prout Financial Design. Mr. Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner, is in the house, and it's a full house today. Welcome back, sir.
Well, it is great to be here. Thank you, Ron, on Thursday morning, April 11th, 2019. Thank you for listening, all you out there in listening land. We have seen a plethora of people from the radio show. Frankly, we look at the stats going neck and neck with referrals. Wonderful compliments from many. So we appreciate it very much. We have a lot to talk about today. And we have Heidi Thompson with us.
Good morning.
Well, where's Heidi's mic there?
Good morning.
There we go.
Managing executive in charge of staff and also a financial representative with Genios Capital Management. Genios. And Shea Pataja.
Well, technically with Prout, but that's her disclaimer, that we have to read every week.
And Shea Pataja, our Chief Experiencing Officer and Marketing.
Yes, hello.
Chief in charge of marketing.
Just a very long title. Just means, you know, I bring the fun.
That's right.
Yes. So the tax refund, how are you to spend it? That's the subject this morning. I mean, spend. That's not something we normally talk about. So, I mean, just remember, this is not going to be a continuing
subject. I'd say
subject.
That's like
we
not
are
an
investment
S-word
people,
you
after
use
all.
A lot.
We don't necessarily care for the subject. We're going in here kicking and screaming, but let's talk about it nonetheless, shall we?
Hey, whose idea was this show anyway?
Yeah, I don't know whose it was.
Can we talk about spending money for once, please? That's what I said on Tuesday.
Yes. So for sure, it was a Shea idea. So, Shay, what are some of your ideas for spending your tax refund?
Well, this is the first year I've gotten a refund, and I don't know how long. And Heidi's going to go into what the average refund is. But room by room, I'm trying to redo the floors. So, in a way, I'm spending, but I'm reinvesting back into my house.
Okay. It's so funny, practical and enjoyable at the same time.
Practical and enjoyable. It's kind of funny, though, what you get excited about. You're like, yes, I'm going to get new floors. And then my dad's gonna fix the trim and do the, what's that called, the quarter round.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. So, and then he says, but you've got to take care of this part. But it's good to have a dad that's a builder.
Well, your father, Jim, certifiably great carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
good
that's
for you.
That's what I was, I wanted to do something more like, you know, go to the spa or get on that flight that goes to Sarasota and maybe... Don't come back.
That's right. There was a direct flight now to Sarasota.
Yes.
Till there's leaves on the trees. Mm-hmm. But anyways, my boss, he just,
such
I don't think he'd
driver.
Like that. What about you? Do you ever get a refund as a business owner, Dennis?
No. The accountants tell us how much we owe and we send it in. Now, there is talk of a new tax package, Ron.
Yes.
A new tax package.
Yes, yes.
So the form itself will be ultra simplified. So there are only two lines to this particular tax.
Only two lines.
Wow.
Two lines. The first one, number one, how much did you make?
How much did you make?
Two, send it in.
Send it in. Simplified.
Just simplified.
Get right, right to it there.
Obviously, there's a lot of anger right now going around by everyone.
Heidi, taxes. What is the what are the stats on the average refund?
Well, the news this for this tax refund season is that refunds are down about 16% from last year. So that just means the most people, the average, are getting 16% less than last year. So that's what we have so far.
But that doesn't mean taxes went up 16%. Isn't it because people did not make adjustments when the tax law changed to their withholding amounts? So therefore, they didn't pay more in taxes. They're just not getting as much back. They didn't let the government keep as much.
That's exactly right, because what is your refund? Your refund is really your money that you overpaid. You paid more than you owed.
Right.
So just because you don't get as much back, it may just mean that you didn't overpay as much as you did last year.
There are two ways to look at things.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the right way and the wrong way.
Well, some people use that as a saving strategy.
Many had more spendable money because of the there was a tax cut for the large portion of the populace, if you will. Yes, indeed. So the average refund down 16%. So for someone who normally got $1,000, they might get, for instance, $840 on an average, given that 16% cut. All right? Yeah. So not as much back, but not necessarily a bad thing, because you didn't overpay as much. Well, it's not always so much fun, you know, the next year. So how do you spend some of that refund? 11 ways to spend your tax refund. Imagine that.
Wait, before you start, I do want to know, like, Ron, what would you... I don't want to give away. I want to know, what would you spend your refund on?
I would give it to my wife.
Oh.
I mean, she would get that. I don't handle that stuff.
I see cheering from the other.
They just don't make men like you anymore, Ron.
It would go into our savings, as far as I know, or a vacation account or something. What do I know about this?
What do you... Oh, my gosh. All right, well, I just wanted your opinion, because before we get into the big ideas over here...
Number one, take a trip. Imagine that. So if there's a vacation you've been putting off, consider that, huh? Have an experience. I actually like some of these. I hadn't even considered them. Again, we're always talking about investing. And you may actually want to take a portion of it to use to invest, of course. Maybe it's a Roth. So you can still do, if you haven't yet filed your tax return, invest in an IRA, even though you haven't invested in that IRA yet, and file your tax return as though you had. What does that mean?
You
file your taxes on, let's say, today. You haven't yet put the money in your IRA, but you can say that you have done it, even though you haven't, and obviously complete that investment in the IRA, whether it's deductible or non-deductible, and file your taxes as though you did. So I want to put $5,000, for instance, in a deductible IRA because I can deduct it for taxes, but yet I'm going to put the money in tomorrow. Well, you can file your taxes again as though you did do it, and then the next day make your IRA contribution until what day?
April 15th.
Thank you, which is Monday.
You can make the IRA contribution until the 15th.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Well, as long as the particular financial institution will accept those monies, and we're getting very near the end of that. Many of the financial companies that we work with have said, no, listen, any contributions made after...
Well, they like to have them in by tomorrow, Friday.
Okay. I was just going to say.
But, you know, just think about it. If everybody waits to the very last day, just being physically able to process all those. So as long as they're postmarked by the April 15th, most institutions will honor that as a contribution made before the deadline.
Could you, and not to go too far down the hole, but suppose you filed your taxes January 31st, right up front early. Mm-hmm. You knew you were going to get a couple $1,000 back, and you said, okay, I'm going to put $2,000 into my IRA, but you don't put it in until you get the refund.
You could.
As long as it's before April 15th, you could do that. Okay.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't gotten your check yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but okay.
Radical.
I like how number two of the spending, the refund, is already about investing. I just want to point that out.
I couldn't help
myself. Can't even help myself.
See? And it's not on the list.
Right.
It's not even on the list?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
That's your instinct. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, financial advisors, they're all the same. Four, pamper yourself. I don't know what that's about. You know, make home repairs. That's fun.
Shay.
Make home repairs.
See? Okay, I made the list.
She did. Six, be a philanthropist, if I can say it.
It's a hard word.
Be a philanthropist. Have a positive impact on your hometown. Local playhouse to maintain its summer schedule, whatever it might be.
Aren't those the people that extract blood?
That could be too.
Philanthropist?
Give blood.
Oh, no, it's phlebotomist. I'm sorry. No,
lots of confusion.
I'm sorry.
Too. Phlebotomy?
Phlebotomy.
Can that not be the word of the day?
No, it can't be. Acrimonious already is.
Acrimonious.
So, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Fund your hobby. 8. Ah. So some of these are not just about things. They're about experiences, which I think is cool. Experiences. How do you help fund an experience? In fact, talking to a couple who came in on, I think it was Monday, and they're talking about traveling out to see their daughter in their, I guess you would call it a travel trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a designed one. Very cool. Situation. Anyway, it was really fun to talk to them about that. So many times it's about funding experiences, and those tend to be, you know, of course, the longest lasting in our own minds and perhaps in the minds of those we love. Yes. Going to see your daughter at whatever school she's at, you know, visiting on her, embarrassing mom and dad. You know, they're always embarrassing. Are they still embarrassing to? Are we still embarrassing to them at college age? I've kind of forgotten. Mm-hmm. Somewhat, yes. Heidi shakes her head, yes.
I had a reverse experience. I thought my dad was a youth pastor when I was in high school, junior high and high school. So I thought my dad was really cool. I thought my parents were cool. And then, like, in my 20s, I was, like, not cool anymore. I need my space now.
They just
so I had, like, the... But I think most kids are the other way around. They're like, hey, can you, like, drop me off, like,
Yeah, almost
a few blocks before the movie theater.
Around the corner.
Yeah. Around the corner. Yeah. I was like, can you come to the movie with us? And then in my 20s, I was like, not cool anymore.
9, treat yourself to little luxuries. 10, do unto others. Have a little fun with your refund. Secretly pay the dinner bill for a harried couple and their 2 children in a local restaurant.
I love
there
that
you
idea.
Go.
That's really cool.
I like that pay
that
it forward.
I highlighted
yeah.
it. 11, get fit. Get fit. Walking, biking, whatever it might be. More energy created by energy expended for the rest of the day.
Beautiful.
So stop that nap at 3 o'clock if you don't need it anymore because you're in shape now.
You talking to me?
Yeah, no, why'd you look at me when you said that? Yeah,
about 3 o'clock nap.
Right there, you little chumply. Not that he said that. Sorry, see, the anger keeps seeping out.
Acrimonious.
The show has gone off the rails.
Well, if the wipers hadn't struggled to clear it, it wouldn't have been the same.
Oh. We talk about Heidi. Spending and...
We need to move on. Sorry. And I apologize to the listening audience.
Hey, before we take a break, though, I need to read her
please do.
Disclaimer here. So securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, CAS, a registered investment advisor.
Heidi's helpful hints. Hit it, Heidi.
All right. Okay. So we're talking about refunds, like we mentioned earlier. And the reason that this is such a topic this year is because this is the first year that we're paying taxes under the new Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2018. So that's why things have changed so much. And so some of the guidelines, like Ron had mentioned earlier, that employers go by for how much taxes they withhold from your paycheck were changed in 2018. And so those amounts there were pulled back a little bit. So that had a effect on individuals' refunds. But really, the real question is, what you want to know is, did you save money this year or did you not? And how do you figure that out? Well, you actually go to your tax return and look at the line that says how much tax you owed and compare that from 2017 to 2018. And that's where you will see if you actually paid more taxes. It's not the refund that tells you whether you paid more taxes or not. So there's some other things that might have impacted your refund. It could have been the end of personal exemptions, the doubling of the standard deduction, or maybe some of the tax rates that you qualified for. There's other things like life events that could have affected. If you got married, if you got divorced, if you had more children, these all would have an impact on your taxes as well, in addition to how much you had withheld from your paycheck. So if you want to change that, the form you look for is W-4. You can get it on the internet from the IRS. Just go out there and you can print it and you can change. Right now, you can plan for next year and change what you're having withheld. Some other special things that may affect it could be you started a side hustle, like Shay likes to call extra things she does outside of the office her side hustle. Mm-hmm. And so outside of getting your W-2, maybe you're doing something else and you're getting paid a different way and maybe not having withholding taken on that amount. People who used to itemize, who no longer will itemize, that could make an impact. And also, again, families with dependents. The new law passed broadened the child tax credit to include higher income households. So those people who couldn't take those deductions before can now. So that's another change as well. And just a caution for retirees, because we work with them a lot on tax planning, and you just don't want to forget about it. Just because you're not getting a W-2 anymore doesn't mean you shouldn't look at what tax bracket you're in. Because when you make distributions from, say, your IRA or your pension or Social Security, you can change the withholding that you're having withheld. So those are a little bit different forms. That would be a W-4V or a W-4P, but you can ask your CPA to help you with that, but you may want to adjust that as well.
We are continually looking at the amount of tax that needs to be withheld when people or clients are making distributions or taking them from their IRAs. You know, where should we be at? That is a great point, Heidi. Thank you.
Okay, and I just have one little more tidbit that when I was doing my research, an article from CNBC, they figured out and they did a chart of the states where people pay their tax most accurately. So what that means is these people paid what they owed and they didn't get a refund and they didn't have to write a check either. So I was very pleased to see that Michigan was in the top five. They came in at number 4, and this is 2016 data, at a 6.82%. But, Ron, do you know who was the most accurate state?
Oh, boy.
Give him a hint. It starts with an M.
Maryland.
Nope, it was Montana.
Montana.
7.78% of their taxpayers paid the right amount and didn't have to write a check, and they didn't get a refund either. But they were accurate.
Hmm. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
To pay it right on the exact.
On the money.
On the money.
Yeah, right on the money.
So 7 ways you shouldn't spend your tax refund.
Shouldn't.
Don't spend it on material things. Don't hit up the casino, number 2. Don't just put it into your checking account. In essence, try to be more thoughtful about it. If you just put the money into the checking account, you may spend it slowly is the advice here. And I thought, you know, hey, that can be helpful too, especially because it's a lump sum coming in perhaps, being more thoughtful. Don't spend it all on your children. Don't spend it all on them.
Good thing my parents aren't listening today.
Don't use it as a down payment on a vehicle that you cannot afford anyway. Shay.
Why is everybody looking at Shay? Why is everybody looking at me? I'm healing that habit.
Oh, here's one that's really good. Do not borrow against your refund. The interest rate that you are charged as a result should be illegal. So if you have a tax filing person, here goes Dennis on the preaching this one. Do not get a pre-refund fund from the tax filing company you're working with. They are sharks.
Hmm.
sharks. They're charging you an interest rate that is unconscionable. All right? Do just not do that.
Be patient and wait for it to come.
Yes, if at all possible. Do not let them loan you the money at their egregiously insane rates.
All right. Dennis has spoken.
Yes. Don't continue the debt cycle. It's great to pay off credit cards, but try to avoid that. And if you can, do give it a purpose. Splurge a little, perhaps. Now, I like this, too, the balance of that. Figure out what portion you don't want to necessarily answer to in terms of full responsibility. Maybe it needs to be a trip to Kilwins. Okay. Yeah, or you know whatever it might be.
A minor splurge, like just a little.
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps pre-think those dollar sums that you want to. Some people just refer to as the blow money, and I'm just going to do that as I do with it as I wish. That is balanced to me. Possibly build up your emergency fund. That is a key component of these things because, the emergency happens regardless of whether or not you have the money for it, of course. Perhaps it's a great time to say, I'm going to put $500 of that into the emergency fund so I'm covered. Given stuff happens.
You're buying peace of mind.
The stupid car breaks or whatever it might be and do splurge a little and take time to adjust the withholdings if it was way too much. You know, if it's way too much. Obviously, that needs to be a spending thing. Some people, some clients do use that as a forced savings vehicle. It's just very, very inaccurate. You may want to consider just setting up a Christmas account at the credit union. That may be a much better idea because then you can actually get an interest rate on that fund itself. And some of those Christmas accounts have very good interest rates.
It's a lot better than giving that loan to the government for a year.
Yes, it
is. Until you get that money back.
Indeed.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. So, man, if you can find a place for these funds in terms of being somewhat thoughtful about it, I understand we are all very busy trying to stay on the road today. Given that busyness, if you can be at all thoughtful about it, it often you will be more pleased, perhaps, with the results. The intentionality. Of where those funds should go.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.